You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to Monday, the 10th of July. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And let's tell you, born on this day in music. Now, here's an interesting one, an American astronomer. And his name was Alvin Graham Clark. He was born on this day. The year was 1832. Say, American astronomer and a telescope maker as well. He was the son of Alvin Clark, founder of Alvin Clark and Sons, famous for crafting lenses for some of the largest refracting telescopes of the 19th and early 20th centuries. So, I guess I can see clearly now. We've got something similar coming up for you. Let's get the program started, shall we?
Good morning, world.
Morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días, la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I
There we go. Taking a trip back to the year 1990. Sunshine on a Rainy Day. And that was by the British pop singer. And she was a songwriter as well. Her name? Zoe. Released as the first single from her debut album, which is called Scarlet, Red and Blue. The song received positive reviews from music critics, reached number 4 in the UK singles chart, September 1991, and also charted within the top 40 in Ireland, Luxembourg, Sweden and Zimbabwe as well. And by the way, she had two singles, really, that were a success, but that was just about it. One was that one, Sunshine on a Rainy Day, and the second one was a single following on from that, of course, called Lightning.
Give up looking for my baby.
Too much time. Now I'm here.
Yes, there we go. No mistaking that one. Lisa Stansfield and all around the world, coming from up north. Up north in England, she does. Right. See, by the way, there's a very good version of that song as well, which comes from Lisa doing a duet with Barry White. We played that a couple of times.
I'm not your stepping stone. In society, you're using all the tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines, the clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not just stepping stones.
Not Your Stepping Stone, a song written by Tommy Boyce together with Bobby Hart and first recorded by the English Liverpool Five in early 1966. Don't even think I ever heard of Liverpool Five, but remained unreleased before summer of that year. In the meantime, that's why we didn't hear of it. In the meantime, the American band Paul Revere and the Raiders recorded the song, which appeared on their album Midnight Ride. And it was also released in 1966, that version. And believe it or not, that was the Monkees. And there we go. That brought us, well, hey, good timing. Doing something right. It's time to do this. Get you in the shower for this Monday morning. We're exactly 15 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock. By the way, I'm going to be with you, don't forget, keeping you company right through till 10 this morning.
With the crocodile in the river, you got to swim with the sharks in the sea. You got to live with a crooked politician. Trust those things that you can never see. Hi-ya. Turn away while
your small body close to mine. I feel weak and strong at the same time. So few years to give you wings to fly. Show you stars to guide your ship back.
Shower with you this morning, yes. Johnny Clegg and Savuka there. And out you get and on your way to where it is you're going this morning. The song, it was called Cruel, Crazy, Beautiful World. So, yes, which we're doing our best to destroy, by the way, in case you hadn't noticed. Right, if you keep an eye on the time, we're 20 minutes right now after the 7 o'clock. It is Monday. What is Monday? It's a music Monday, isn't it? Let's sit back, relax, and play music for you in the mornings. Checking in, of course, with Ingrid in the next hour of the programme for our everyday story, Country Folk from Elvai. And also later on the programme, be chatting with Yasmin, see how the weekend went. Perhaps we've got a couple of people born on this day in music. You never know your luck, do you? Not on this programme. Anyway, there we are. Lots of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou with us as always, bright and early. Also, let's say a very good morning to Senor Francisco. Not heard from Francisco for a long while. Nice to hear from you, Francisco. Very good morning. And also Renee over there in Athens and Greece. And she sent us a little message. She said, good morning. Yes, happy Monday morning. Well, happy... Good Monday morning, there we go, that's how it started off. Happy to report, our daughters, they left Athens to go back home, and she says, the daughters and friends made it safely back home, in the US with 5+ hour flight delays. Isn't that terrible? I must admit, I must keep my fingers crossed, I haven't been on a delayed flight for years. Anyway, that was, Friday night, Saturday early morning. Our house is so quiet now as well. I bet it's nice and clean, isn't it? Renee asked if we could play a piece of music. Could you please play Philip Phillips' Home? Have a great week.
Hold on to me as we go. As we roll down this unfamiliar road, and although this wave is stringing us along, just know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home. Settle down. Trouble, it might drag you down. You get lost.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Why do we not go dancing with Kool and the Gang? That's what they say. Let's go dancing. And that is more to say, well, we're getting down towards the bottom of the hour.
Escucha Kool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Kool FM. Smoking Bros barbecue taste and flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Premiado, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the...
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros barbecue taste and flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Is your car in need of a quickie? Car Service Express. Absolutely. They will do any of these for you. 30-point inspection for your car. Oil and oil filter change. Change the air filter. Change the cabin filter. Change any kind of other fluid as well, like coolant, brake, transmission and power steering. And they'll balance and rotate your tyres. And if you've got one that doesn't rotate because it's flat at the bottom, they'll fix that too. Car Service Express, 648-14281. Give them a call, 648-14281.
In Albrook, Car Service Express.
Entonces, nos vemos mañana.
No puedo, cena familiar.
¿Pasado?
No, tengo examen en la U.
¿Semana que viene?
Ay, no.
¿El 15?
Tengo depilación.
¿El 17?
Uf, me voy para la playa.
¿Y si mejor lo hacemos ya?
Obvio, ¿por qué no?
Vamos.
Gordon's, ¿te apuntas? Cuando maneje, no tome. DrinkIQ.com.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And yes, indeed. And a very good morning, too, if you've just joined us. It is the 10th of July. Time-wise, we're about, exactly 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Taking a look at some of the international news headlines for this Monday morning. And also, we'll look at, there's not so much today to do in the world of business. It's all been quiet, really. Russia's top general, chief of the general staff, Valery Gerasimov, was shown ordering subordinates to destroy Ukrainian missile sites in a video released on Monday. His first appearance, by the way, in public since a failed June 24th mercenary mutiny. The footage indicates that President Vladimir Putin has, for now, kept his two most powerful military men, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Gerasimov, in their post. Now, this is despite demands, of course, from mercenary leader Yevgeny Prigozhin to sack them over alleged incompetence in running military operations in Ukraine. But President Vladimir Putin apparently has held Kremlin talks with Wagner mercenary group founder Yevgeny Prigozhin and his commanders to discuss the armed military Wagner attempt to mount against the army's top brass. Now, Putin's spokesman reported this on Monday. NATO has decided to drop a requirement for Ukraine to follow a membership action plan, setting out targets to be met before joining the military alliance, Ukraine's foreign minister said on Monday. In comments on the eve of a NATO summit, he said that such a move would shorten Ukraine's path to joining the alliance. A 25-year-old man was suspected of attacking a kindergarten in China's Guangdong province on Monday, killing six people and injuring one, triggering an outpouring of concern about violence against children at school. Well, media reported the attack in Lianjiang, this is Lianjiang County in the southern province, was a stabbing. Now, the suspect with the surname Wu and from Lianjiang had been detained. Police said, adding that they were investigating, some media reported that both adults and children were among the victims. A group of Chinese female economists who met with U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen over the weekend have been lambasted on Chinese social media by some netizens who accuse them of treason for meeting her and being radical feminists. Yellen, a trailblazer in the field of economics, had lunch with six female economists in Beijing on Saturday, an effort to spotlight gender diversity following meetings with China's largely male government leaders. In one post, which garnered close to 600 comments, an online user said female economist Xiao Jiangfang, who attended the meal with Yellen, was not only a traitor, but also a radical feminist. U.S. President Joe Biden touted a rock-solid friendship with Washington's closest ally, Britain, on Monday, dropping in on Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's office in London for talks en route to a NATO summit planned to show Western resolve over Ukraine. Biden landed in London late on Sunday to kick off a three-nation trip, including the NATO summit in Lithuania, at which allies aim to show solidarity with Ukraine against Russia's invasion while not yet accepting Kiev as an alliance member. Heavy rainstorms poured over parts of New York and Pennsylvania on Sunday, with first responders rescuing people stuck in vehicles along flooded roadways, and with more wet weather apparently on the way for the U.S. Northeast. Some business news. The pound retreated on Monday but remained in sight of last week's 15-month highs against the dollar, with investors becoming more convinced that the Bank of England will take a tough line on inflation by raising rates a lot more than expected. European shares recovered from early losses on Monday as gains in oil and insurance stocks offset the impact of weak inflation data out of China that highlighted sluggish demand in the world's second-largest economy. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index inched up 0.1% at 9.12 GMT today, recovering from a weak opening. Oil and gas stocks climbed 0.7%, even as crude prices remain under pressure ahead of key U.S. economic data this week. In fact, oil prices dipped on Monday after weak economic data from top consumers, the United States and China, although expected crude supply cuts from Saudi Arabia and Russia limited the losses. Brent crude futures fell 40 cents or 0.5% to $78.07 a barrel. That was by 10.05 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude was also off 40 cents or 0.5% at $73.46 a barrel. And that's it. There we go. It was quickie this morning, wasn't it? There's some things in the international news for you this morning, and some of the international news headlines, although we are just sort of really starting off the day, aren't we?
There's a girl I simply dote on. She has no single flaw. A simple skirt and coat on, and a sailor hat of straw. Yet she looks more splendid, ooh, than all the world today. She'll soon be my intended. Perhaps that's why I say, it's you I love, not your frock, your hat, or your glove. I love you in velvet. I like you in plush, in satin. You are just like your own lovely blush. Maybe you'll be in your ball dress, or you perhaps I'll find dress in your what do you call dress? Oh well,
Never mind.
It's you. I know. Not your frock. Your hat. Or your glove. I love you. In vain. Yeah. I like you. In plush. In satin. You are just like your own lovely blush.
Yes, Malcolm McLaren together with the Bootsiller Orchestra there. The track is called I Like You in Velvet. Thank you very much. But that comes off of an album called Waltz, Darling. And it was the fourth studio album by Malcolm McLaren, by the way, who was the partner of Vivienne Westwood, the famous fashion designer, and also the manager of the Sex Pistols. Anyway, that album, it was released in 1989, spawned several popular songs, including Deep in Vogue, in collaboration with Nelly Ninja. Ninja, best known, by the way, for his appearance in documentary film Paris is Burning, which included and introduced a Vogue style of dance to the mainstream. And talking of voguing, I remember when this was being played in sort of late 80s, early 90s, Vogue. This is Madonna, and this is called Vogue. Used to, by the way, used to have to watch out. A lot of people used to go to dance Vogue music, and they would use fans, you know, Japanese fans. Big ones, too. You're lucky if you got out of there with your eyes still in there. Cuts and bruises. Anyway, here's Madonna.
Strike a pose.
on the cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, hollow jeans, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good faith. Lauren, Catherine, Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike the pose, there's nothing to it.
There she goes, Madonna and Vogue. How many of us from back then remember going, you used to know all the names, you knew all the words. Jimmy Dean on the cover of a magazine, Grace Kelly, Harlow, Jean, pictures of a beauty queen, Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, danced on air. Yes, we knew them all, didn't we? All singing along at the disco we were. This is Savage Garden. So... Yeah, Renee, you might want to go and sort them out. Savage Gardens, you could do that. The track's called I Want You.
Anytime I need to see a face, it just closes my eyes. And I am taken to a pursuit of crystal mind. A magenta feeling, take a chapter in the face of my spine. Straight like a chicken cherry cola. I don't need to try to explain, I just hold on tight. And if it happens again, I'ma move so silent. To the arms and the lips and the face of the human can evolve. And I need to, I want to. Well, come and stand a little bit closer. Breathe in and get a bit higher. You'll never know what hit you when I get to you. But I'm looking at a fellow perfume. It's like I'm down on the floor and I don't know what I'm in for. Conversation is a time I'm prison, the interaction of a lover and a nick at the time I'm talking. Using symbols, using what can be like into a deep sea dive. I'm always swimming with the raincoat. Well, come stand a little bit closer. Breathe in and get a bit higher. You never know what hit you when I get to you.
By the way, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are just coming up to 9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. I tell you what, just taking a look back at birthdays for today. Of course, the date is the 10th of July. We've got in the year 1834, born on this day, with James Whistler. He was an American-born, British-based artist. His most famous painting is Whistler's Mother, the revered and oft-parodied portrait of motherhood. And now here's one. I wonder what he would have thought of developments today. His name's Nikola Tesla. Yes, indeed. 1856, he was born on this day, an inventor, mechanical engineer and electrical engineer, one of the most important contributors to the birth of commercial electricity. Wonder what he'd think of Elon Musk. Now, I got a request in from Mary Lou. I was a bit confused, Mary Lou, because you asked if we could play Jesus is Just... Oh, no, you asked if we could play My Friend, Jesus is My Friend. And you said by the Doobie Brothers. Well, I've checked my library and I've got Jesus is Just All Right from the Doobie Brothers. Or I've got Jesus is My Friend by Sonseed. I've decided to go with the Doobie Brothers. taking a little trip back there to the year 1969 when that was released. Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss Him Goodbye. I remember that, 1969. I was very sort of smart out there. I was living in Singapore at the time, and I remember getting all these sort of flared trousers made by the local tailor. So cheap, too. Right, it's time on The Breakfast Show. It's time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here! Don't touch that
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Some feelings that this old dog kicked up. It's been raining since you left me. Now I'm drowning in the flood. You see, I've always been a fighter, but without you, I give up. Now I can't sing a love song like the way it's meant to be. Well, I guess I'm not that good anymore.
There we go, two in a row. We started off in the suburbs. Yes, in the suburbs with the Pet Shop Boys there. And following on, that was Bon Jovi. And always, the time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping eye on the time, we're almost exactly 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. I tell you what, it is about that time of the day. Let's see if we can find Ingrid, shall we? She'll be around somewhere.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's Monday, the beginning of the week. Yes, it is. We are so excited. The rain has made everything once again green, green, green. And my eggplants, I have probably about 6 or 8 eggplants who are popping on the vine over there. I'm going to happily take those down in a couple of days or so. My pineapple's getting bigger and bigger. The tomato is just not, I used to have a thumb for tomatoes. Now I don't. I don't seem to be able to grow tomatoes. I can grow just about anything else, but just not tomatoes. Yes, indeed. Well, we've got something that looks like a squash or something growing. You know how you've got a long viney kind of thing going on? Well, it's long and it's viney and it's got lots of leaves, but no flowers yet. In the past when we've had squash and or zucchini, we could see the flowers come up. But this one, I don't know what it is. I'm wondering if I'm growing a watermelon or something. I don't know. Anyways, looking pretty good. The yard has got pools of water from the last couple of days of rain. And my dog is drinking out of a pool of water from the porch. She's one of those intelligent ones. Yep, we love her dearly. I think she's going to have her first season very soon, so I can't be taking her out too much lately. When I take her out, I can only take her out on the leash. Can't let her run wild, so no boyfriends come up and decide I'm going to be a grandma. Not happening. Not going to happen on this world. Girls, watch. No siree. All right, well, this week is a holiday week for me. I'm going to have a birthday, and I'm going to go party, party, party like it's 1999. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do, but that's on Thursday, so that means Freaky Friday Fun Facts. I'm going to have to record early because I doubt that on Friday morning I'm going to be awake and or in a good state to give you the FFF that day. So I'm going to do that Thursday. Anyways, all right, you guys have a safe day this day, and be careful if you're driving, as Jerry says. And if everything goes well, I'll chat with you tomorrow. Until then, back to you in the studio.
the Pointer Sisters. I'm so excited. Yasmin, Ingrid. Yasmin was just talking. She was showing me something small that I could be playing with. We'll get back to Yasmin later. Ingrid dropped me a little line and says, oh, I screwed up. Said my birthday's not till next week. Don't worry, we all suffer from that, Ingrid. As would be said by... I got that back again. This is for you, Ingrid.
When the outside temperature rises and the meaning is all so clear, 1001 yellow daffodils begin to dance in front of you, oh yes. Are they trying to tell you something? You're missing that one final school. You're simply not in the pink, my dear. To be honest, you haven't got a clue. I'm going slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad. It finally happened. It finally happened. Whoa, it finally happened. I'm slightly mad.
Oh dear.
I'm one card short of a full deck. I'm not quite the shilling. One wave short of a shipwreck. I'm not my usual top billing. I'm coming down with a fever. I'm really out to sea. This kettle is boiling over. I think I'm a banana tree. It finally happened, happened. Finally happened. Finally happened. I'm slightly mad.
There we go, Ingrid. Yes, don't worry. It happens to all of us. Happens to me most mornings, actually. Anyway, at least we know one thing. You're going to be feeling fine on Friday. I love it. Don't we just love live radio, boys and girls? I was going to say belated happy birthday. Happy birthday for next week, Ingrid. And we're all going to be celebrating with you. Don't forget. Right, just to remind you about a couple of things, our friends at Smoking Bros, yes, well, they're saying, are you looking for a perfect Wednesday night? We're Monday, so you can plan this now, alright? You can enjoy gossip nights, gossip date with your friends at Smoking Bros. A barbecue taste and flow, located in Tumbuweto, City Plaza, Dorado, and make the most out of 2-for-1 sangrias and gins. I'll tell you what, I'll go for the gins. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make it this Wednesday, which is really a shame, isn't it? But savour their selection of smoked and barbecue dishes paired with your favourite drinks while enjoying good music and incredible memorabilia. Want more information? Use the Instagram, at Smoking Bros Panama. At Smoking Bros Panama. You can't beat, I tell you now, no from pain, you can't beat a bit of gossip, you know. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're 24 minutes right now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget as well, if you miss the news, at some of the local news at 8 o'clock, we do have it again for you at 9. Also be checking in with Yasmin and see what's been going on in the world of Yaz. And see if you've got anybody born in the world of music today.
Baby,
And there we go. That's Bachman Turner Overdrive, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Absolutely not. Got about an hour and 10 minutes to go. Before that, Clean Bandit and Baby on there, featuring Marina and Luis Fonsi on there as well. Just coming up to 16 minutes before the 9 o'clock in this morning's breakfast show. A couple of people got quite a few birthdays, interesting ones today. John Wyndham, he has his birthday today. He was born back in the year 1903, an English science fiction writer. Two of his most famous novels are Day of the Triffids. Remember that? That scared me when I was young. And The Midwich Cuckoos as well. Also born on this day, we've got Donald Sinclair, 1909 he was born. Now, he was the owner of the Glen Eagles Hotel in Torquay. It's funny you should mention hotels, because when I first saw John Wyndham's birthday today, immediately thought of the hotel. Donald Sinclair, 1909, owner of the Glen Eagles Hotel in Torquay. He was the inspiration for the character Basil Fawlty in Fawlty Towers, owing to his alleged stuffy, snobbish and eccentric treatment of his guests, which included John Cleese and other members of the Monty Python cast, Fawlty Towers. It's become a bit of a cult, Fawlty Towers. I mean, it was made all those years ago. I must look at exactly when, but it made all those years. There are only 12 episodes of Fawlty Towers, and you know what? They're still being watched to this day. They've sort of just gone on and on and on, and they've only made 12 of them. There we go. That's AWOL Nation and Pacific Coast Highway in the movies. Right, now, we're just going for 11 minutes before 9. Now, Paltry Towers, I was talking to you about the British sitcom, television sitcom. They only did two series. It was only 12 episodes. And it starred, it was written, by the way, by John Cleese and Connie Booth. Originally broadcast in 1975 and 1979. Two series of six episodes each were made. The show was ranked first on a list of the 100 greatest British television shows of all time. Yeah. And in 2019, it was named the greatest ever British TV sitcom by a panel of comedy experts compiled by the Radio Times. Now, it says, I mentioned that hotel in the UK, in Torquay. Well, the series is set in Fawlty Towers, a fictional hotel in the seaside town of Torquay on the English Riviera. Now, the plot's centred on the tense, rude and put-upon owner, Basil Fawlty, which is played by John Cleese, his bossy wife Sybil, Prunella Scales, the sensible chambermaid, Polly, who often is the peacemaker and voice of reason, and the hapless and English-challenged Spanish waiter, Manuel, which was played brilliantly by Andrew Sachs. They show their attempts to run the hotel amid farcical situations and an array of demanding and eccentric guests and tradespeople. It just so happens I can play you a little bit. We're going to listen to a couple of minutes of Fawlty Towers. This particular segment that I've got in my collection is Fawlty Towers. I know nothing.
Oh, your horse is weaned, weaned.
Shh, Manuel. You know nothing.
You always say, Mr. Fawlty, but I learn.
What?
I learn.
No.
I get better.
No, you don't understand.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do understand that.
You know nothing about the horse.
I know nothing about the horse.
Yes.
Oh. Which horse? Which horse I know nothing?
My horse, Nitwit.
Your horse, Nitwit.
No. Dragonfly.
It won.
Yes, I know.
I know it won, too.
What?
I put money on for you. You give me money, I go to betting shop.
Yes, I know.
Why you say I know nothing?
Look. You know the horse?
Nitwit or Dragonfly.
Dragonfly, that isn't a horse called Nitwit. You're the Nitwit.
What is with me?
It doesn't matter. Look, it doesn't matter. Oh, I could spend the rest of my life having this conversation. Please, please try to understand before one of us dies. I try. You're going to forget everything you know about Nitwit.
No. Dragonfly.
Dragonfly, yes.
See. Eventually.
What?
Eventually. At the end.
No, forget it now.
Now?
Well, pretend you forget.
Pretend?
But don't say anything to anyone about the horse.
I know that. You tell me that this morning.
Sir, don't do it again. Yes, sir?
Mrs. Richards.
The fatal accident?
She's had some money stolen.
Oh, Mr. Fawlty. I tell Polly.
What? Oh, that's all right, but don't tell anyone else. Believe me, you know nothing.
He says he won it on a horse.
Won it on a horse? Shh, doesn't matter. Do you remember me giving it to you? Oh, think. Please think.
What was the question again?
Oh, the money. Do you remember? Manuel. Do you remember I had some money yesterday? The money I won on the horse.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Tell Mrs. Richards. Tell her I had the money yesterday.
I know nothing. I know nothing.
No.
Nothing.
No, forget that.
Look, I forget everything. I know nothing.
No, you can tell her. You can tell her.
I cannot.
Yes, sir, tell her. Oh, tell her, please. Tell her.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. There you are. There's a little bit of Fawlty Towers. I'll tell you what you can do if you want. If you want to see more of those, go on to YouTube. I think they've actually got some of the full episodes on there. It's really, really good fun. 7 minutes before 9. This must be probably my favourite instrumental of all times. Fleetwood Mac and Albatross.
Thank you.
That is Justin Hayward together with John Lodge on that one. Comes off of the album, Blue Jays, which I've spoken to you many times. Justin Hayward, John Lodge, both members of the Moody Blues, and they recorded that album while they were taking a hiatus from the band. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're at the top of the hour. Exactly.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Are you also sick of that same old love? Those same awkward dates? Impersonal, virtual, of people ghosting you on dating apps? Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka present Dating Game by Cool FM. Sign up on our website to experience a speed dating like no other, with like-minded people, a singles party afterwards, and the best mixology by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka. Starting at 6 p.m., Thursday, August 3rd, in Tacos La Neta Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo, come enjoy a mixology session, speed dating, and the best music thanks to our DJs. a fun party with the possibility of finding a match that will not ghost you through the phone before even having a chance to meet. And if you don't find a romantic match, we're sure you will find many new friends. If you're between 25 and 40 years old, sign up on coolfmpanama.com and join our singles event this August 3rd in Tacos La Neta, Celina Rooftop, Casco Viejo. Are you ready to match face-to-face? Dating Game by Cool FM, presented by Gordon's Gin and Smirnoff Vodka.
Right, it's here. Well, just a couple of things to remind you of us. We go into the last hour of this morning's program. Our friends there at Smoking Brothers over there, that's in, of course, it says here, located in Tumbo Muerto City Plaza, Dorado. Make the most of their 2-for-1 sangrias and gins, because they've got gossip night. You know, yes, you can gossip. I love it. On a win, you sit down and say, have you heard about this? sit down and do it. And they do that, it says here, Wednesday. They're looking for a perfect Wednesday night plan. Gossip nights, there we go. And 2-for-1 on sangrias and gin, so don't miss out on that, all right? You can get more information on their gossip nights. Follow them on Instagram, at Smoking Bros Panama. That's as easy as that, at Smoking Bros Bros Panama, all one word. And get all the information, have some fun. Some gossip, you can't beat a bit of gossip, can you? Remember, for the first time in Panama, a rock band and the Panama Philharmonic Orchestra are going to join forces. This is in a groundbreaking concert on the 22nd of July. Filtro Medusa, Panamanian rock band, they're inviting you to join them at the Teatro Nacional, where they will be performing their greatest hits alongside the Panama Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, this unique musical fusion of rock and philharmonic promises an unforgettable experience. Get your tickets at Panama Tickets and don't miss out. Prices, by the way, they range from $17 to $43. That's going to be a great night. You know me, I love these sort of philharmonic and symphonic versions of songs. I might dig one out in a few minutes' time. In the meantime, though, let's say good morning. Good morning to Maggie Love. Good morning, Hugh. It says, good morning, my dear Jerry. I would love to listen to Chase the Clouds Away by Chuck Mangione. Please. Well, the clouds are about to disappear. tell you something, I think that's a new one for me. Chuck Mangione and Chase the Clouds Away. Nice choice. That's Maggie. Maggie Love asked to play that one. Do love it. We were talking about our friends Piltro Medusa. Piltro Medusa playing with the Panamanian Philharmonic Orchestra. And that's on the 22nd of July. And I thought, let's see if I can find one of mine. This is the Philharmonic. It's the Carpenters. The Carpenters with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. I just fall in love again. lovely. Morning, yes.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
It is. It is a happy Monday. Nice, mm-hmm. easy breaking into the week.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. So, lovely one by Carpenters, wasn't it?
Yeah, very nice, as always.
As always, mm-hmm. yeah. I just fall in love again. I'll just fall in love again. And, talking of which, because Wednesday morning, isn't it, we're going to do a little bit of a special segment.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've got, the dating game coming up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
about love.
Yeah, they said, you know, can you sort of do a segment on love songs, I guess? I'll tell you what. And because I go back so far, I said I'd do my favourite love songs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do that earliest. We're going to do it between 7.30 and, well, after we've done the international news on Wednesday, we'll go up to the 8 o'clock news with my favourite love songs.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be nice.
Yes. Yeah.
If I can remember what they are. So that's, yeah, that'll be fun. How was your weekend?
Oh, nice and quiet, relaxed and home.
No events? No?
No. Working and did some exercise.
Yeah. Why? Hang on, why?
Because I love it.
What, exercise?
Yes, of course.
Why?
Ian was practicing the volleyball, so I went there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was relaxed and nice.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Does he play the saxophone at home very much?
No, the most of the time is at the school.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But does he come home and say, hey, Mum, look, I learned this today?
Not a lot, because he thinks it's too loud and he doesn't want to bother the neighbors.
Oh, what a respectful young man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, yeah, the most of the time he practices at work.
Oh,
at the school.
At the school. Mm-hmm. Well, same as work, really, isn't it? Because they call it something different.
Yeah.
So, how's your week this week planning out? I mean, you've got lots to do?
Oh, yes. Tomorrow we are going to be celebrating, because on Thursday is International Shark Day.
Shark Day.
Uh-huh. And tomorrow we are going to be celebrating that, because Mar Viva is the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And they are organizing a ceviche festival or something.
Oh, really?
Like that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I like ceviche.
Because, you know, the most of the time they use shark to make ceviche.
Really?
Instead of fish that we can eat.
I didn't realize that.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever had shark ceviche.
Yeah.
Unless it tastes like Corvina.
Yes, because they just changed the name. And you don't feel the difference.
This is a bit chewy. Oh, it's a big Corvina.
Yes. So tomorrow they're going to be explaining more about that.
Okay.
And we're
going to
learn about that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
And yes, during the week I have a few more events.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, such a busy girl.
Oh, yes.
Mm. I'll stay here then.
No, you are coming too. Yeah, this week, right?
Yeah, what is it I'm doing?
I forgot. You have to shake the calendar.
Hang on, because I think
we have an event together about cocktails.
Oh, yeah, well, no wonder I'm going.
I think that's on Wednesday.
Because I know you've been putting some. Wednesday is the 12th. And let me go to my...
I don't know, yeah, okay, here we go, so 12th. It's Wednesday or Thursday, I guess.
Thursday, 9 to 2 p.m. if I mean pick up Chris. Oh, no, that's
I know, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday after the shark event. So I'm going to the shark event first and then I'll meet you there.
Sure.
For cocktails.
After
the ceviche.
Okay, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's at 6.30 in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Cocktail festival.
Yeah, you'll enjoy that.
Yeah, I will do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, after going to the shark event, you make it snappy, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. okay, right. So that we know what we're doing now. It'll be fun.
Yes.
I shall enjoy that. Mm-hmm. And let me see. You've got a couple of people born on in music today.
Uh-huh, the first one,
mm-hmm.
He was born in 1919. Wow.
Yeah, cool. I told you to make sure they're older than me, not necessarily.
Yes, that was John Johnston, British singer with the Johnston Brothers.
Oh, okay.
He had the 55 UK number one with their version of Hernando's Highway. From the movie The Pajama Game. Beating off the American versions by both Johnny Ray and Archie Blair. You remember them?
Believe it or not. No.
Okay.
I'm happy to say. But I do have one piece of music here by Brothers Johnson.
Okay.
Stomp. Okay. Actually, hearing this, I think it might be a different Brothers Johnson.
Oh, do you think?
I don't know. Anyway, it's nice anyway, so...
Yes.
Bye. to the top. Stop it. You don't want to quit, but you hear when you're feeling it. Take it to the top. Stop it. Step down in it. Put your foot where you feel it. Take it to the top. Stop it. You don't want to quit, but you hear when you're feeling it. Take it to the top. Stop it. Step down in it. Put your foot where you feel it. Take it to the top. Stop it. You don't want to quit, but you hear when you're feeling it. Take it to the top. Stop it. Step down in it. Put your foot where you feel it. Take it to the top.
Well, there we go. That's the brothers Johnson. Got up to nothing to do with John Johnston. I tell you what, I thought, I'll tell you what, I'll Wikipedia him. Still nothing came up.
Oh, really?
No.
That's
so
bad.
I think we need to look for people that, you know, are still alive.
Yeah, but do you remember that movie or not? The Pajama Game.
The Pajama Game? Not really, no.
Mm,
no.
Okay.
I was being a little boy. The only thing I did with pajamas that in those days was wear them when I went to bed. I tell you what, just from Roger, look at my emails. You know how they reckon they can target you, can't they?
Mm-hmm.
For adverts.
Mm-hmm, yes.
I think they got this one wrong. It says smell better naked. With the world's first aluminium-free whole body deodorant.
Oh, wow.
No wonder it went to my spam. Or junk mail. So they get 30% off a starter pack. Oh, it's got no aluminium in it. Well, then I never realised that we needed aluminium to smell better. But so you smell better naked? I don't think so. It might smell better, but I look worse. You don't want to send me that kind of advert. It might upset people. So.
Wow, that's horrible.
Oh, thank you very much. Do you help? Bloody help you are. Oh, don't worry, yes, I'm not going to try it.
That's good. Bad advertising.
They're targeting just for you. They obviously haven't seen a picture of me. So, is there anything else interesting, by the way, happening in the world of yes?
No, not right now.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I'll tell you during the week.
All right, mm-hmm. Okay. How about your second list? How are we going to get on with our second born on this day in music today?
The second one, you know them. Let's talk about maybe Staples.
Okay.
She was born in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
American rhythm and blues and gospel singer, actress and civil rights activist. She recorded and performed with her family's band, the Staples Singers,
mm-hmm.
who scored 2 number one singles, I'll Take You There and Let's Do It Again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll Take You There.
Okay.
Easy, him. Help me out. Come on.
That's a good one. Staple Singers, and I'll take you there.
Mm-hmm. We know that one.
Yeah, we do know that one, don't we? So there, are Mavis Staple.
Yeah.
Her birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be very good at holding people pieces of paper together, wouldn't she? And a Staple Singers.
Yeah.
Or a Staple Diet or something. Enough frivolity. All right, yes. Well, you have a great rest of the day. We'll have a great week, won't we?
Thank you. You too, everyone.
Will. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've decided. We're going to have a great week.
Okay, of course.
I'll tell you what. Here's Travis Denning. You learned the name of this one. It says, Tank of Gas and a radio song.
Oh, wow.
Wow, got together well, don't we?
One Bud Light sip and I buzz back. One Jack and Diane, I'm in the past. Lost in the middle of 17. Yeah, everything about you and me was a tank of gas and a radio song. Down to the right and sing along. One busy kiss, girl, I was gone. Your hand up under my shirt. It still feels like it's right there. Windshield hearts, midnight air. Any good thing, it don't last long. Like a tank of gas and a radio song. I still see your hand out on the wind. That dashboard blue on your skin. That fire, that touch, that wild, that rush. Yeah, that was us running down a high. Wish all it took to go back in time was a tank of gas and a radio song. Down to the right and sing along. One busy kiss, girl, I was gone. Your hand up under my shirt. It still feels like it's right there. Windshield hearts, midnight. Song like a tank of gas and a radio song. Was a tank of gas and a radio song. Was a tank of gas and a radio song. Down to the right and sing along. One busy kiss, girl, I was gone. Your hand up under my shirt. It still feels like it's right there. Windshield hearts, midnight air. Any good thing, it don't last long. Like a tank of gas and a radio song. Tank of gas and a radio song.
There you go. You see, with a tank of gas and a radio song, you can get anywhere, but only within a couple of minutes. Right, let me see. What else have I got to tell you? Oh, I tell you what. We got. I'll tell you more, but we'll be telling you more about this as we go through the weeks. We're chatting with a good friend of mine last week, Gail Salucci, and she was telling me about something that they're looking for at the moment. They say we'll keep you up to date on this as we go and give you more information about how to make payments. But what it is, looking for volunteers and sponsors and assistants. This is starting on August through December. Okay, so we've got a bit of time yet. There's a group of people who will be doing community service for students in marginalised areas of Panama. This is to create an after-school program at the Oratorio Basilica Don Bosco in Perijil. There will be 30 students from 6 to 17 years of age. They are from the San Miguel, Cabo Verde and Don Bosco and Caledonia areas. And the hours are going to be ranging from 12:15 in the afternoon to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Now, what they're looking for, volunteers to teach English, theatre workshops, art programs, tutoring, sports or any speciality that you can offer. Sponsors, if you'd like to sponsor, it's $50 per month for one student for snack and drinks. Organisers, they're looking for those as well to help with the setup and takedown during the sessions. Now, I've got I've got sponsor information on here if you want to sponsor with the bank details. I won't give you that today, but do keep a listen out because we'll be going through that in more detail as we get closer to the time. But a good cause there, so we'll be offering them as much support as we possibly can. Now, let's take a journey. Well, this is Journey. They've got wheels as well. Wheel in the Sky is what it's called here on The Breakfast Show.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
You don't have to take this crap. You don't have to sit back and relax.
You can actually try changing.
Yeah. I know we've always been taught to rely upon rules and authorities, but you never know until you try.
Machine.
Oh, there we go. Yes, the Stell Council there, and Walls Come Tumbling Down, taking us out, following on from Journey. And what's in the... it's got a wheel in the sky. Change my glasses. Wheels in the sky. And, well, that's just about brought us to the end of this Monday morning programme. It's been great being with you this morning. It's great being with you any morning, as I keep telling you. And we've got a good week coming up. Just take a look. We've got a thing tomorrow. Let me just ask Yaz a bit more about that. Yaz, the thing we've got tomorrow, karaoke.
Yes, I've seen an international contest here in Panama.
Right. Mm-hmm. We don't have to do it, right?
No.
We don't have to do karaoke thing.
No.
So we've got Val... Minogue, is it? Minogue coming in.
Monique.
Is Val, is it Monique?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
that's
no.
A cute.
I was hoping it was Minogue, because it can do karaoke singing to Kylie Minogue.
Oh, but she's great. She's got a great voice. So you're going to listen to her tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
This one? Yeah, has she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so she can do the singing for the karaoke.
Exactly.
Oh, all right then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was just wondering. And then, of course, on Thursday, mm-hmm. we've got Phil Thromedusa coming in, talking about that concert with the Philharmonic Orchestra.
Exactly.
That'll be great, won't it?
Yeah.
Looking forward
to
that.
We're full of music this week.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I could play some good music as well, that'll help. All right, yes, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Cheers. So, yeah, that's what we got lined up for the week. Of course, all being well, Andreas will be talking to us with a movie review. And that's on Wednesday and on Thursday, all being well. If you can make it, Dr. Computer, Alex Newman with us, Talking Tech. Right, as I was saying, time for me to go off and do something else the rest of the day. Big thanks go out this morning, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer, my social media, everything. And also to Ingrid. For today's everyday story of country folk. It's always good of her to chat with someone like that, enjoy that. And I know a lot of you do as well. So thanks to Ingrid. Also big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. And to the boys and girls at Group of Grud, who keep us up and running in the mornings. And to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. It's lovely to have you with us in the mornings from 7 till 10. And I will be back with you tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, please, 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 especially if you're actually travelling in a car and moving, be careful, all right? Because what I want to be doing at 7 tomorrow, talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.